The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Have you ever done something really embarrassing and you wonder if the people around you notice and they're just ignoring you? Or maybe they didn't notice? This happened to me last night. Let's talk about it. All right. It is Tuesday. The Dana Cortez Show is on. Good morning. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony 8.
All right. So we're on location. We're in Vegas and we're out at a fancy dinner last night with the big dogs. Okay. And I'm sitting to the left of the CEO. And if you listen to this show for any amount of time, you know I'm a slow eater.
Now, slowest eater in the game.
Now, everybody's chatting and eating. I can't do this. So as I'm trying to eat and chat, the food is falling either from my fork or my mouth. I can't figure it out. It hits the table, it hits my napkin, and it goes to the floor.
Ew.
This goes on throughout the entire night.
And it looks like a child ate where Dana was sitting.
It literally looks like there was children there. I think the waitress is wondering, was it the kindly gentleman next to the woman? Was it the woman who left the food on the floor?
Well, I'll let you know that from the other side of the table where I was sitting at, nobody was able to see your food spill. So I know our wing of the table did not notice anything. Now, I don't know about...
Did you notice? You were right next to me.
I didn't notice, but I did notice that you ate, like, Dana got a full steak and ate two bites. And I thought...
I ate two bites.
And I was like, how can you get a whole steak and not eat anything? Like, you really are the slowest eater on the planet.
I didn't even eat two bites. They're on the floor right
now. It's so funny how everyone was in their own world at that time, because I was sitting at the head of the table and I was like, I wasn't supposed to be here. I went from not having a chair for me to, like, they pulled up a chair and they put it at the head of the table. And when the lady turned a corner with a bill at first,
I swear to God, because they put me at one head and they put Anthony at the other head, and I kept thinking, I was like, this is an expensive restaurant. And I was like, please don't give me the bill. Yeah. Please.
She walked up with a little black book. I shook my head right away. I didn't even
Don't come this way with that bill.
It's the guy sitting over here by Dana with the food underneath him. He gets the bill.
You know what? He paid for the bill. Hopefully, he'll take credit for the food on the floor. Sorry about you, Steve Jones.
The gratuity was included, so everyone got taken care of.
There you go. She earned her money, let me tell you.
She did.
All right. National Day, Anthony A.
It is National Wear Your Pajamas to Work Day, or a full bib if you're Dana and need to eat at lunch.
For real. Sorry.
And let's wrap it up by kicking off this morning with National Eggs Benedict Day.
My husband's favorite breakfast.
That's my favorite
DJ
breakfast.
Automatic.
Well, I mean, beyond breakfast burritos. But yeah, that's my second favorite
thing. Here's a little fact. DJ Automatic, you could give people when they ask about Eggs Benedict. It was named after Lumal Benedict, a stockbroker in 1894. He would go to the Waldorf Hotel.
We're at the Waldorf right now.
Hey, look at that. Oh, full circle moment, my friend.
Eggs Benedict Day at the Waldorf. And came up with it at the Waldorf.
We're going to have breakfast.
I'm going later.
Don't spill it, Dana.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
When do you know it's time to break up with the person that you're with? Whether you've been together 2 months, 6 months, 6 years, 16 years. I mean, we've all known people that have been married 20 plus years and end up getting divorced. This happened in my own family. And it's different for everybody, but there are signs. And I know that for me personally, having to break up with someone isn't easy.
No. It's not easy. When did you know it was time to break up?
I mean, honestly, Automatic, some of the signs that I'm about to give people, it's just really common sense. But common sense doesn't work when you're in a love situation.
No, it's not. You throw that all out the window. And it's even more difficult when both of you are good people. You know, when it's somebody cheating or when it's somebody doing something crazy like that, it's a clear cut. All right, we're over. But when it's just not working out anymore, that's hard to really leave that situation.
I've literally never had that situation.
I've always
had a dramatic exit. There's never been like where it's been like, oh, you know, it's just not working out. We should, you know, probably see other
people. It's always been crazy.
It's always been
crazy town with
you. She's cheating or I made a mistake or something happened.
See, me and my ex, one of my exes, it was just kind of a thing. We're like, you know what? This isn't working out for either of us. And of course, there was a big blowout fight that happened after a day of day drinking and tequila. But it was at that moment where we're like, you know what? This is just not working out for either of us. We have different interests. We want to go different places. And it was really hard because neither of us were bad people. She didn't cheat. I didn't cheat. Nobody did nothing. But we just weren't getting along. It wasn't going anywhere. I felt the relationship was no longer inspired. There was no inspiration. There was no motivation to make it go further. And that's when I was like, okay, this is it. Because she actually kind of broke up with me. So I got kind of, you know,
well, of course,
I saw
then
the
you're defensive. But then you get defensive even though you're not happy. And that's what happened to me, Automatic. I've been very open about my life. I've been married before. And sometimes I joke about that, I think, because I'm kind of ashamed of it. You know, you make a promise to somebody and it didn't work out. It didn't work out. And
Lucky, you got me.
Yes, you're right. You are the love of my life. You know, you're my soulmate to infinity. But during that last marriage, this is a good person. I have nothing hateful to say about this man. It just wasn't working out. And I remember calling my mother every morning on my way to the radio station telling her, I'm not happy. I'm not happy. What's wrong? I don't know. I'm just not happy. This happened for almost 2 years.
Did you ever figure out why you weren't happy, though? What was causing you to not be happy?
It's just different goals, different values.
Well, that sounds like what Anthony said.
Yeah, wasn't there, but it's really interesting to me hear you say it, Dana, speaking as a married woman, because I know with women, when they plan to break up with you, it takes them about a month. Guys, if we break up right away, if we're hurt, it's over, I'm done, I'm out.
Took me a long time. Plus, I was married.
It's just gnarly to me that you had to go through those emotions for 2 years.
Well, you had to come out with an exit plan because you're married.
Of course, and not just that, the shame of saying, I said I do, and now I don't. I don't care if you don't like the person or you, whatever the case is. You failed at marriage. It's not something you take lightly. It's embarrassing.
So what are the signs?
You're scared to ask more of your partner. And that was definitely something that was going on in my relationship. Radio or any kind of entertainment business is hard. And so it's almost like a competition for some people, right? Because I have to be out. I have to talk to people. I didn't want to ask him for help for anything because he resented my job.
So he didn't like your job. He didn't like my job.
And Automatic has been the total opposite. The show did not used to be the Dana Cortez Show. It used to have another name. You're like, nope, this is it. This is about you. This is about women. This is about empowering women. And so you're a strong man. Not all men are that strong. Something else is your friends and family don't support the relationship anymore. I had friends and family. My mom, obviously, I'm telling her, saying, you know, it might be time to walk away.
Yeah, there's a good chance if your family's coming to you and is like, this isn't working out, this isn't a good idea for you to be in this relationship anymore, it probably isn't.
And usually for me, the deciding person is my younger brother.
Oh, is he's honest up front, Anthony?
But when he comes through with the sound advice, and usually it's always right. So every girl he told me I'm broken up with, break up with, is right.
And a final reason that you might believe, you know, it's time to break up is that you feel obligated to stay with your partner. I just mentioned the marriage thing. For me, I felt more obligated to, you know, fulfill the vows than be with that person.
I know exactly what you're talking about because I felt like that before because I wasn't in love with this girl and she was in love with me. And I felt obligated to be with her.
Because she was a good person,
She was a good person. She had never done anything wrong to me. You know, she had on paper, she looked great. But I just wasn't in love with her. And I felt for a very long time like, oh, I'll fall in love with her. She looks great on paper. She should be the one that I'm with.
Good-looking woman.
Yeah, all that stuff. Yeah, she was like, oh, she was good-looking. She had a great job, no kids, all that stuff. Everything that you're supposed to want. I just didn't want it.
I look bad on paper and you love me.
Exactly.
You know what? If you're not happy, you've got to find your happiness. You owe it to yourself.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Cardi B learning to drive. The audio is hilarious. I'm going to play it for you right now. Best Gossip Daily Dirt. This and more. Famous people's birthdays. Anthony A.
We have Akon celebrating his birthday. Martin Lawrence, Chance the Rapper. And on this day in 1971, may she rest in peace, the legendary Selena Quintanilla was born.
All right, let's talk about Coachella performances by Doja Cat. No Doubt reunited after decades and just killed it up there. Peso Pluma had a great show. T-Pain, though, was on the side stage.
How did they disrespect that man like that? It's not like everybody doesn't know his music.
It's not just that, Automatic. He had one of the best performances from the... It was like a little DJ side stage. Killed it. Everybody singing. It was so great.
Yeah, I don't understand the constant kind of neglect that the music industry gives T-Pain. I don't get it because he's a legend. But the fans supported him, and I hope that he understands that we love him.
Also, I think that's true. Also, one of my favorite performances, Tyler, the Creator. He's just so good. I just had to mention him.
Okay.
All right, so now we're going to talk about Cardi B learning to drive. In the comments, if you go to Dana Cortez Show, you'll see people just don't understand why she doesn't have a driver's license. A lot of people in New York and other parts of the country rely on public transportation. They never learn to drive. But since she travels a lot now, she has a home in Atlanta. She got a home in LA. In those places,
you gotta drive.
You gotta drive. Yeah. So she's learning, and it's hilarious. Take a listen.
Yeah. Okay. What's the blinker? Okay. Hold on. I'm scared.
Okay. We're gonna go up here, and I think it's a cul-de-sac. We can turn around.
A what?
A cul-de-sac. It's like a big circle.
I can't see.
Who knew Cardi B had glasses?
Yeah, you know what? Maybe we should just do robots should be driving us around. Maybe automated cars are here.
You
thing.
Don't want Cardi B on the road?
Yeah, less people like Cardi B on the road and more automated wheels. Let's do that. Let Google
take
the wheel.
This is going to sound really sexist, but I just don't feel like she needs a driver's license.
Oh, Automatic. You're terrible. I agree with you. Video's up. Dana Cortez Show. Go check it out.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Remember when you were little, and if you were good, the teacher would give you a scratch and sniff sticker?
Ooh.
Well, one of your favorite fast food chains has a scratch and sniff menu. I'm going to talk about it in Food News. Well, I'm not. DJ Automatic will. Time for Hottest Hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. It's Tuesday. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Hot and Ready. Almost messed that up. I was going to say hot and spicy ketchup. Anyway, go ahead. Okay. It's Tuesday.
All right, so we're going to talk about a recent study conducted by the LA Times found most of the nation's growth when it comes to college degrees in the past 5 years comes from Latinos. And the report also showed, compared to other ethnic groups, the majority of these students are the first in their family to attend college. I was telling DJ Automatic, I'm definitely a disappointment to my family because my mom went to college. My tios, even my tio who was in prison, went to college. I'm like the only one.
But no Dana.
That didn't go to school.
I think no college without the prison record is, you should hold yourself up pretty high there, my friend.
And I'm sure he did the college in prison. Yeah. So at least
he
didn't have to go.
But he still went.
You know, well, you know what? Maybe he was onto something. Because that's better than the student loans I'm handling right now.
You're right. You're absolutely right. All right, Food News, DJ Automatic.
Can you guys identify a brand by just the smell?
Oh, absolutely. I know exactly what you're talking about. When I walk by McDonald's, I know what it is. When I walk by Pizza Hut, I know the smell. I mean, yeah, of course.
So McDonald's has put a smell billboard outside of their restaurants.
Oh, what? My gosh.
So, and it smells like McDonald's French fries. So as you're walking by the billboard, you smell the French fries, which is in turn supposed to lure you in. So you go and get some French fries.
Oh, it's a beeline to Mickey D's real quick if I smell those delicious fries. Well, that's genius.
It is genius. And they're testing it right now in Amsterdam. So, and we all know what Amsterdam is famous for.
Isn't it legal to do everything in Amsterdam?
Legal to do everything in Amsterdam. Say.
I just don't know. Like anything in theory, but what if it ends up smelling like the McDonald's bathroom? That's not. In theory, it sounds good. I'm interested to see.
You know what? Every bathroom at every fast food place has got that smell. Let's hope it doesn't turn into that. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
We have National Eggs Benedict Day, everybody. Mm-hmm. So, DJ Automatic, this is specifically for you.
For me, I love it.
Your Eggs Benedict connoisseur.
What else? Let's talk about another way to eat eggs. I don't even know. What is an Eggs Benedict? I know you order it.
That's butter
what
toast, it is. Poached egg, and crispy bacon usually with a side of, what's that sauce? Hollandaise.
You know what? The egg looks raw to me.
Oh, wow. That's why I like it.
Runny and bad.
Yeah. Give me a burrito with some chula on it. Anyway.
Thank
all
you.
Right. And we'll wrap it up on National Wear Your Pajamas to Work Day.
Look. This used to be a cute day. Used to be something special. It's like every day people are in pajamas. Pajamas, Crocs, some type of clog or something. What happened to dressing up?
I don't know. You can't go to Walmart and not see all the latest pajama pants. And
anywhere. It's
out.
Anywhere. It's not just Walmart anymore. It's as I sit here in lounge pants.
Yeah,
anyway.
I'm a fan of the sweatpant fashion right now that's in motion. So shout out to
the homies. Obviously, all of us right now are pretty freaking casual, I guess. I'm just saying, I wish we could take it back to a time when folks would dress up. You know, remember?
Well, you could take it back. Or take it forward because everyone now is sleeping pretty much naked, so we could just show up to work all
who's sleeping naked.
I know more people who say they sleep naked than they sleep with pajama pants.
How can that is reckless?
Oh, you're not
anti sleeping naked. What if something happens? I can't just be caught. You know?
Thank you, Automatic. Somebody comes to the door, you're gonna run naked.
I didn't think we were gonna get here on this one.
877-730-DCS1
and Eggs Benedict.
Call right now. Would you rather sleep in the buff, or don't you think, like Automatic said, you gotta have some clothes on in case it, you know.
Have some underwear on at least. Got
to
be ready.
Richard Ramirez shows up to the door. You know what I'm saying? You got to be ready. Hit us up.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.